Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
There may be a link between traffic pollution and autism. Researchers at the University of Southern California used data from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to figure out levels of pollution for addresses in the U.S. This was then used to compare exposure to pollution in the womb and during the first year of life for hundreds of children with autism and without. The team found children in homes exposed to the most pollution were three times as likely to have autism compared to children living in homes with the lowest levels of exposure. The details are found in the archives of General Psychiatry Journal. The West Nile virus season isn't over in North Texas.
Summertime found the airwaves filled with public service announcements.
Hey, kids, see those mosquitoes over there?
And the air filled with insecticides sprayed from trucks and from airplanes. Nearly 1,000 people across this region would be infected. 35 would die. But officials are still testing water ponds for infected mosquitoes. And until they all come back negative, the West Nile virus season won't be declared at an end. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.